Welcome to another episode of Living Your Sparked Second Half. And this episode truly is about living a more sparked second half. I was inspired about this topic due to a recent friend's passing and another friend who had a medical mishap. And it just made me think about how we don't know, how you never know when life can change in an instant. And if it doesn't happen to you, it could happen to somebody very, very close to you. And so I started thinking about this, creating a before I die list. And what are the things that you would put on before I die list? And so I go into detail, I give examples, because what I realized is that it's what you value is the most important. What you value has to go on that list. It's not your normal to-do list. Like, I have to get a will done. Oh, that's important, you know, or I have to make sure that my loved ones are taken care of and make sure the beneficiaries are set up. I have life insurance, or I have all my passwords and a piece of paper in the safe or whatever. Like, all those things are important. I talked about those with a recent guest who was about getting your financial house in order. But no, this is more about the things that really matter to you and how you spend your time. That thing that I listed as financial list of to-dos, it's kind of like a chore. It's not really things you really find pleasure in doing. You have to get them done, and you should have them done so you don't leave your family with a lot of questions or confusion or having to clean up after you. But what are the things that you want to do with the people you love? What are the things that matter to you that make you happy in the time you have left? So that's what I started to think about. And what is that to me? And what is that to you? What it is to me is probably very different than it is for you. There might be some similarities, but we should know what that is. And we should be doing as much of it as possible and carving out space for that. And so it really made me think about my friend and what he would have wanted to have done if he had known that his last day was coming sooner rather than later. So maybe this will provoke some thought. I hope so, because I want you to be doing what matters to you in the time you have left. So without further ado, let's listen to some of my examples that I share in this episode. I just turned 65, and while I feel very young and vibrant, sometimes when I look in the mirror, I don't look so young and vibrant. I mean, I got the wrinkles. If I don't have makeup on, the brown spots, it's sometimes scary. But when I'm not looking in the mirror, I feel very highly energized, don't have any aches and pains, really. I'm very fortunate. But I've started to think about dying. And the reason that has been in my mind is because we had a friend die recently who was young and vibrant, fine. We don't see him a lot, but the last time I saw him was fine. And it was at a funeral. Isn't that interesting? So now at his funeral, I was looking around thinking, okay, who's the next one to drop? Because you know, somebody here is going to be the next one. But it really affected me a lot, because he wasn't sick. There were no indications that he was going to die. Accidents happen, right? It wasn't an accident. He went to sleep and didn't wake up. And that can happen to any one of us at this age. Frankly, it can happen to somebody younger. I had a friend in high school, and her sister, who was 17, went to bed and didn't wake up. She had a blood clot that killed her. So I don't know what killed him, but I'm assuming it was something heart-related. I'm not sure if they're doing an autopsy, However, he went to a basketball game with friends. They went and had a drink at a bar afterwards. And he came home. He talked to his wife. And they went to bed. And he did not wake up. Shocker, right? His life changed. So sad. You do not expect when you're married to somebody and you think everything's fine and you have a conversation, you're going to see him in the morning. Good night, honey. And then guess what? There's no tomorrow. That shook me because it's contemporary, right? I mean, I'm 65 and I think I'm super lucky that so many people around me are healthy. We had a friend a couple of years ago who dropped dead from a heart attack. He had had some heart issues, but still, it was like shocking to have that happen. And I think that might be the last time I saw this person who just died and just dropped dead. And then a few weeks later, not last week, but the week before, someone we saw at that funeral in February, he almost dropped dead. He fell and couldn't get up, healthy again, looked healthy, acted healthy. A retired doctor who you would think would be pretty aware of something if he wasn't feeling well or going on with himself physically or medically. He just in his own home, lives alone, and he had a medical mishap and he collapsed. And I think he went in and out of consciousness, but regardless, he could not move. He could not move. Fortunately, his neighbors noticed that he wasn't getting the mail. Usually they see him. So they called the police and the police did a welfare check and they found him. And he had brain surgery and he has a long road to recovery, but he's alive. So these two incidences have really made me think about what's important. It's made me think, what if that was my husband? What if the next one is my husband or me? God forbid it's me. I don't want the lights to go out on my life. I got too much to do. But we don't know. We don't have crystal balls. And every day from here on out, every day that I've had up to this point has been a gift because a lot of people don't make it to 65. So for that, I am very grateful. But yet at the same time, it makes me think, have I done the things I want to do? Am I spending the time I have and what time I don't know I have, but am I spending my day today? I woke up this morning. Maybe I won't wake up tomorrow. I woke up this morning. Am I doing the things that I want to do? And maybe it's not that easy. You have to work, maybe. I know I have a job. I have to work. But how am I using the time in between the work hours? First of all, am I enjoying my job? Am I getting value out of going to work? Even though I just go to another room to do my work, I go in and sit down at my computer, I log into my work. Am I enjoying that? And secondly, when I log off, what am I doing? Am I doing what is important to me? Am I just doing my to-dos? My to-do. So it made me think, you've got your to-do list and you've got your, or should have, and many of us don't, but made me think I need to get one done before I die list. My to-do list is typically unimportant. Just get it done, check it off the list, have to do. And I've talked about have to do's before, but this is in the context of like, what if you died tomorrow? Do you want to do today? And if it's not tomorrow, even if it's 10 years from now or 20 years from now or 30 years from now, how do you want to be spending your time? And is it being spent on what you value? And I started thinking about this in the context of these two lists and to make sure I have a list of before I die list. These are the things that matter to me. And again, it's not just so much the what, as in, oh, I want to go on a trip to here. I want to go on a, you know, I need to do this. That's the to-do list. I need to do this. How about like starting with what I value and making sure that you are doing the things that you value. And so when I was thinking about myself, and I really encourage you to do this for yourself, think of, because we're all unique beings. We all have our own personalities. We all have our own lives to live. And it's got to matter to you. And I found this in working with clients that a lot of times women don't do the things that matter to them because their husbands don't want to do it. And if that's the case with you, I encourage you to find a friend who can fill that void if you want to do it with somebody else or to do it alone. I've had examples of people, one recently, I think I talked to her in December, that walked the Carmen, what's the name of that trail in Spain? She walked that trail alone. And so you can go alone. I know some people would rather not go than go alone, but you'd be surprised at the adventure that would unfold if you did something alone. Because when you're with somebody that you know, you don't get exposed to the things that you would get exposed to if you are by yourself. New connections, new friends, etc. So figure out what it is that's more of a general, these are the things that I value and I want to find out how to spend, not what necessarily to do, that'll come, but you need to know, like, how do you want to spend your time? On what matters to you? And so when I was thinking about me, using me as an example, I was thinking my most favorite thing to do in the world is to connect with other people, whether it's my longtime friends, my family, whether it's new people that I meet. And I love experiences. So connecting with people in some kind of an experience. So that's travel, or that's just little mini vacations, to go on little mini vacations, plan things that maybe little events that you can do. Taking the kids, my grandkids, to the safari park. We did that a couple summers in a row, and that was like so much fun. That's an experience, and getting to live these experiences with the people that you're connecting with. It's just being a part of that is so high value to me. So I started to think about, okay, if this is before I die list, and these are values, if I'm making my before I die list, and these are high value things to me, then how does that get more specific? What do I need to do? Well, plan more trips. And if you don't have the extra money, then find ways that you can go on trips that are more affordable. I have a friend I used to work with, and she quit the corporate world and she does house guesting all over the world. And she has her husband does it with her. And so she doesn't have a husband who, her husband's in on it with her. And so it's the coolest thing. But they'll spend 6 weeks at somebody's house and wherever, watching their dogs for them and their animals for them. And then she'll be like a week in some other place. Of course, she's a little bit of a minimalist because she's doesn't really have possessions. I don't know if she put them in a storage unit, but you don't have a time to, you know, if travel is something you value and you don't get to do enough of it, then figure out a way that you can do it. And if you have to work a 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, find ways to do little weekend jaunts. Once you know the experiences you want to do more of before you die, which could be soon, you don't know. So how do you want to spend your life? Do you want to spend it doing the things you love? Or do you want to spend it waiting to do the things one day, someday that never come? So that's what has really been top of mind for me over the past month, having gone to this funeral, which was, by the way, massive. So many people were there because this guy touched so many people with his personality. He was one of those people that had the smile that went from one eye to the other. I mean, it was like all so big and huge. And a big bear hug every time you'd see him. And I felt so bad because he had kids later. So my kids are now 40 and 41. His kids they're in their late 20s, maybe 30, and don't have kids yet. So he wasn't even a granddad yet. So, oh my gosh, it's just heartbreaking to know now his wife is alone navigating that hell because he had just also retired. I don't even think he was fully retired yet. And he was excited about that. So I'm sure if he had another year and knew this is the day you're going to be gone, he would have chosen to spend more time with his family and his friends. So travel is a big value to me. And partly because what you do when you travel is you get to connect with other people and you get to experience new cultures, which is another thing I love. I love to learn about people. And I like to learn about people that are different than me. And so to me, at least I went to Scotland last August and I'm going to Thailand. This Friday, I'm on a plane to Thailand. And I'm so excited to experience this. Also to get somewhere warm. Although we've had some mild weather in Virginia, I want to get somewhere warm and I'll be so excited to not have to wear a coat for a few days. So yeah, so I'm going to Thailand. That's one thing. And then one of the things that I did that, and I'm so glad I did, but I just want to share this because it's such a simple little example, is that my youngest daughter, she has a birthday that's 6 days after mine. And then her youngest son has a birthday 4 days after hers. So within 10 days, we have 3 birthdays to celebrate. And she lives a couple hours from me, so we see each other pretty frequently. So she called me before the 3-day weekend that we just had at President's Day. And she said, hey, we want to come up, celebrate your birthday, my birthday, and we'll do that. Fine. Yeah, great. I'm on board. So she came up and we celebrated her birthday. Well, the following weekend was actually my grandson's birthday. And I wasn't planning to go down there. They weren't going to do anything big. They weren't going to have a party. And because we saw them the previous weekend, we were like, oh, yeah. And she wasn't putting any pressure on me to come down. But after she was here, they just stayed, I think, just one night. They were like here 2 days and one night. And I just enjoy my time with her and her family. Her husband's great. And my two grandkids are amazing, of course. And so I decided after she left, very spontaneous, I decided I was going to invite myself down the following week. And I thought, well, what I can do is I can drive down Thursday evening because, like I said, I have my 9 to 5, which, by the way, is very flexible. So I'm very lucky, very grateful for that. So I can really work from anywhere. So I went down Thursday night and spent Friday, and she works too from home. So we did the work from home thing. And then we both basically played hooky in the afternoon. And well, we didn't. I mean, it was official. So we both took a half a day off on Friday afternoon. And the birthday thing that she was just going to take him to Chuck E. Cheese, which plans ended up changing. So that's not the point. The point was that I wanted to be with my grandson on his birthday, just to be there to just have that time with them. And I don't think I would have done that if I hadn't been to a funeral in early February and hadn't started thinking about, what do I value? What do I want to do more of? And it's funny because I have a mantra for this year, and it was aligned with my mantra. My mantra is quality over quantity. And when you have a mantra and you say, this is the word or the phrase that I'm going to be aligned with this year, that's why I love them so much, because you know, your subconscious knows that, and your subconscious looks for opportunities to stay aligned with that. And so, yeah, I had this funeral, I have my mantra. And so, hey, it's quality over quantity. And I could have told myself, no, I can't do that. I got to stay home. It's a hassle to go down there, drive 2 hours. I love driving because I can listen to podcasts and my book that I'm listening to on Audible. So driving a car today isn't like driving a car 10 years ago where you had to just listen to the radio. So I digress. So I go down there, and what I didn't know is that they were going to be taking cupcakes to my grandson's school. He's in daycare. He's in a nursery school. So they were going to be taking cupcakes to his class for snack. And my daughter also, because she likes to work out, I like to work out, she booked a hot yoga class, which when I go to Thailand, I'm going on a yoga retreat. So I love yoga, but I've never done a hot yoga class. So she said, I'm going to book us a hot yoga class. And I was like, fantastic, I'm in. So we went to deliver cupcakes. And it was not only me going with her, but my son-in-law went, and his other grandmother, my son-in-law's mom, who's super cool, and she lives nearby where they live, and she was there. So it was all of us going to his nursery school, talk about a show of love and support, to deliver the cupcakes. And it was funny because what we walk to his nursery, it's just like a block away from them. And so we were half a block away, and I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot my phone, my camera. And so let me run back to the house and grab it. I'll be there. I'll just run and catch up. So I did that. And so by the time I caught up, they were opening the door to the nursery school, which is leads into the gym. And so all the kids, I guess, were playing in the gym. And then when they were going to walk back to the class. So they were opening the door to the church, and my little grandson peeked his head out and saw me, and his face lit up. And mind you, I'd seen him that morning, but I guess it just was like, oh, she's still here. I don't know. But he saw me, and they call me Nanny, and he goes, Nanny. And he like runs to me full throttle and leaps into my arms and gives me the biggest hug. And let me tell you, that is on my list of before I die. I want those experiences, which is now etched in my memory. And I'm thinking, I would have missed that. I would have completely missed that if I had been too busy, focused on quantity, where I needed to get work, more work done. I can't spend quality time. I have to be doing all the things that I need to do. I think we say no to things too much. We say no to the right things and say yes to the wrong things. And what was stopping me? My husband's like, why are you going down there? And I'm like, because I just want to be with my family. He didn't have kids. It's a second marriage. So he doesn't kind of get the whole connection with the kids and the grandkids. Plus, I think, I don't know, it's more of a woman connection. I don't know. I know there's some men that have that real deep connection, but their biological dad didn't have the connection that I have. And so, and the other thing was the hot yoga class that we went to later that day was amazing. I was 20 years older, at least, more older than the other women that were in that class. And I actually hung with them. And I was really proud of myself. So it was the coolest thing too. And, you know, we did the hot yoga and then they had a coffee bar. That was the coolest thing. So I had an ice cappuccino or something when we were done. And it was so great. So I tell you that Friday that I ended up doing something, waking up and doing something that, well, in a couple of days in advance, I planned it. But it wasn't anything I had planned. At the beginning of the week, I hadn't planned doing it. So I called my daughter and I said, hey, I'm thinking about coming down. Is that okay? Yeah, come on, come on. So it was a very spontaneous trip. But it had high value to me. And it checked the boxes of how I want to spend my time, the time I have left. And yeah, I can't spend all my days like that, but I can choose to do these things and they can be spontaneous. And you can also plan them intentionally in advance. Obviously, the Thailand trip had to be planned in advance. And so more time with my kids and grandkids is on my list. I've been wanting for 3 years to rent a place in the summer with them. So I started looking at places on Airbnb this past weekend, reached out to them and said, hey, what are some dates? So I want to have my grandkids. Last summer, I didn't have vacation time to take off. This year, I'm like, well, let's bring them up here. I'll put them in summer camp during the day. And, you know, here's a list of camps. So I sent that. So I'm really focused on the time that I have left. And who knows how much time, if I had my druthers, live past 100. But probably those latter years, I won't be able to do the things I do now. And so do the things that I can do while I'm healthy enough to do them now. And so the other thing is, let me add to the list two more things. I've been wanting to paint, learn how to paint, just got my watercolor paints, started looking at videos, did my first painting last weekend. Yeah, very, very novice. Don't expect a lot, but I'm going to do that. I've been wanting to do it for a while and just hadn't taken the action, hadn't made the time, frankly. And the other thing, just signed up for a beginner pickleball clinic starting in April, which again, I've been wanting to do for quite some time. I've been talking about it since last summer. I've been thinking about it for at least a year. Started talking about it with a friend in August, and my friend sent me this thing about this clinic, which that's why you got to tell people the things that you want to do, because having told somebody and voiced it to somebody helps keep you accountable to actually following through. And maybe the universe via those people that you've told will bring you these opportunities. That's what I feel. So how are you spending your time? Is your time being spent in the ways that has value to you? I've talked about value and how important it is to know what you value. I've talked about it before, but I'm just going to keep talking about it, because if you don't know or aren't sure what you value, it's high time you figure it out. And so spend your time wisely doing those things, because it's going to make your life happier and it's going to make the people around you happier, because if you're happier, they're happier. This is like what I'm always talking about. We should not deprive ourselves of our happiness, because when we do that, we deprive other people's of their happiness, of more happiness. And people, it's hard to understand that until you become happier and the people around you become happier and you start to see it in action. So this is the question I want to leave you with. If you weren't going to wake up tomorrow say you had a crystal ball and you weren't going to wake up tomorrow, what would you have been doing today that you didn't do? In other words, what are you doing today that is wasting time? And how would you spend that differently? That is the question I want to leave you with. So I hope this episode made you think, provoked some thought, and didn't come across as too morbid and sad. Because I feel like Keith, in his passing, gave me that gift, gave me the gift of a higher quality of life, made me realize these are the things that are important to me, and this is really how I want to spend more of my time. And I tell you, between the things that I just listed for you that I'm doing and the things that I know that I'm going to start doing just because that thought is going to be front and center, that is a true gift. That is a true gift. And I am grateful for that. So even in his passing, in his spirit, that's what he's given me. So his physical smile is gone, but that vibrance that was his spirit is still a gift that he's giving through this message that I got. And I hope it resonates with you.